This is Radio Nepal. I am Hussain Srivastava with the news, the headlines first. Civil leaders say elections, good governance and judicial investigation should be government's main responsibilities. Police urge everyone not to buy goods without bills as looted items from the Gen Z protest may be brought for sale. National Examination Board schedules Class 12 supplementary exams for 23rd and 24th of September, and thousands of Palestinians flee as Israeli troops push into Gaza City. Now the news in detail. Civil society leaders and intellectuals have stressed that elections, good governance and judicial investigation should be the main responsibilities of the government. They also demanded an impartial investigation into how infiltration occurred during the peaceful protest organized by the Gen Z group and how loss of lives and property happened, with appropriate action taken against those found guilty. They further emphasized that the government must hold regular discussions and consultations with political parties and other concerned stakeholders to create an environment for elections. At the same time, they highlighted the need to normalize the fragile state of peace and security in the country. Former Trivandrum University Vice Chancellor and educationist Professor Kedar Bhaktamathema said the primary responsibility of the new government is to successfully conduct elections scheduled for the 5th of March in 2026. Similarly, intellectual Manla K. Sundar stressed that the issues raised by Gen Z against corruption and for good governance should not be ignored by the government. Likewise, former National Human Rights Commission member Mona Ansari said, since the government was formed on the basis of the Gen Z's movement against corruption and for the rule of law, a separate and empowered commission with a clear mandate must be established. The Kathmandu District Police Range has urged everyone not to engage in buying or selling goods without proper bills and receipts. In a notice issued today, the range cautioned that criminal groups may have attempted to sell jewellery looted during the recent Gen Z protest by bringing them to gold and silver shops. Therefore, it has requested that shopkeepers and buyers refrain from purchasing gold and silver ornaments without valid documentation. Police spokesperson SP Apil Raj Bohra said, during the Gen Z protests on the 8th and 9th of September, protesters vandalized government offices, banks, businesses and private properties in Kathmandu, looting valuables. Police have urged the public not to buy such items without bills. Similarly, the range has requested that if such items are received, the public should immediately report the matter by dialing police control number 100, contacting the Kathmandu District Police Range at 9851283012 or informing the nearest police office. The National Examinations Board NEB has scheduled the Class 12 supplementary examinations for the 23rd and 24th of September. The exams were earlier scheduled for the 12th and 13th of September, but were postponed due to the Gen Z protest. According to the new schedule, on the 23rd of September, the exam will cover compulsory English, all subjects for students appearing in only one subject, and for those taking two subjects, the one with the smaller code number. Students appearing for both compulsory English and compulsory Nepali must sit for compulsory English on the first day and compulsory Nepali on the second day. On the 24th of September, students taking two subjects will appear for the subject with the larger code number. The NEB clarified that the compulsory English exam will not be conducted on 24th of September. The board said that exam centers remain unchanged and the exam will be conducted from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Vishwakarma Puja and Vastu Day have been observed today on Kanya Sangranti, marking the start of Ashwin month. Workers in factories worshipped Lord Vishwakarma with rituals, decorated workplaces and prepared idols for immersion in rivers from Thursday. The day carries the belief that worshipping tools ensures durability, efficiency and better craftsmanship. Mythology holds that Vishwakarma built a paved Dwarika overnight in the ocean to protect Lord Krishna, earning him reverence as the divine architect. Architect also marked the occasion as Vastu Day, honoring scholars and texts of Vastu Shastra. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
जहाँ भए पनि पाउनुहोस् हामी सँगै
कल गर्नुहोस् डेटा चलाउनुहोस् संसारभरि सजिलै
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेसनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारु गर्न *14*15 *7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकमको एपबाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The monsoon has become active again despite the average time for the monsoon to withdraw is within the next 15 days according to the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology. The Meteorological Forecasting Division under the department stated that the monsoon is currently positioned around its normal location and the influence of moisture-laden winds from both the Arabian Sea and the Bay of Bengal has kept the monsoon active. Meteorologist Rojan Lamithani said that normally the monsoon withdraws around the 2nd of October, but this year it is still uncertain whether it will depart on time. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Thousands of Palestinians are continuing to flee Gaza City as Israel's major ground offensive aimed at occupying the area enters a second day. The BBC cited Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry amid large-scale bombardment overnight as saying Al-Ranitzi Children's Hospital was targeted in 3 separate Israeli attacks, forcing half of its patients and their families to flee. The Israeli military said it was looking into the report. Other hospitals said at least 35 people had been killed by Israeli fire across Gaza so far on Wednesday, most of them in the north. Earlier, the Israeli military announced that it had struck more than 150 targets across Gaza City in 2 days in support of its ground forces. Israel says its aim is to free its hostages and defeat up to 3,000 Hamas fighters in what it describes as the group's last stronghold, but the offensive has drawn the widespread international condemnation. The King welcomes Donald Trump to Windsor with a carriage procession and guard of honor. According to the BBC, the monarch and the US president share a coach while Queen Camilla and First Lady Melania Trump followed behind in another. Trump traveled to Windsor on Marine One and was greeted off the helicopter by the Prince and Princess of Wales. Earlier, 4 people were arrested after images of Trump and alleged sex offender Jeffrey Epstein were projected onto Windsor Castle. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall at some places of the hilly regions of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces and at a few places of the remaining parts of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the hilly regions of Koshi, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhir Paschim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Civil leaders say elections, good governance and judicial investigation should be government's main responsibilities. Police urge everyone not to buy goods without bills as looted items from the Gen Z protest may be brought for sale. National Examination Board schedules Class 12 supplementary exams for 23rd and 24th of September. And thousands of Palestinians flee as Israeli troops push into Gaza City. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.